Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast, the incremental anti-diet solution for effective permanent weight loss. Primal Potential is committed to helping you overcome emotional eating, hormonal imbalances, unhealthy habits, and your dieting mindset through education and inspiration. We don't just talk about what you should eat and what you should avoid. We talk strategy. Primal Potential is bridging the gap between knowing and doing. Each episode will leave you with concrete tips for making positive changes that make a difference. Primal Potential is here to help you lose weight, get healthy, and master fat loss naturally.
Hey there, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Benton, and we are back for our second random show. I did our first random show a few weeks ago, and basically what that means is instead of a solo topic, our normal shows, or a single listener question that I spend the whole episode on, I'm tackling a handful of questions on all sorts of different topics with quick answers. And again, these are your questions that I've received on social media or via email. So if you are listening right now and you're struggling with something or you don't understand something, go ahead and get on the VIP email list if you haven't already. That's over at primalpotential.com, right on the homepage. You just put in your name and email address, and that way you can very easily send me your questions directly. And there's something new that I just did with that email list. If you're not on it already, I created a brand new cheat sheet. It is a two-page overview with a summary of the most powerful carbohydrate strategies for fat loss, which we talk about here on the podcast a lot. No counting, you know, no going low carb or no carb, but these are the most effective strategies that I've personally used to lose over 100 pounds and strategies that I teach in my courses and with my one-on-one clients. So to get the cheat sheet, go over to primalpotential.com, pop your name and email address on there so that you get the cheat sheet and you get direct access to my inbox because I want your questions so that I can tackle them on upcoming episodes. We are going to start with a pretty big question, actually, and I get it, gosh, several times a day. I'm going to give a short answer here on this episode, but I do promise it is on the docket to do a full-length episode on this particular item because it is so common and kind of complex. Been getting a lot of questions from women who are nearing or currently going through menopause who are looking for fat loss strategies related to, as they say, their aging metabolism. Here's the deal, and this is the good news, right? I mean, it's all good news because we all have the opportunity to change and improve. The good news is the hormone strategies for women approaching in or post menopause really are not all that different. They just become that much more important to execute on. You don't have as much wiggle room. The strategies are largely the same. Now, one of the biggest problems that aging women face is chronically elevated cortisol. And this is from a number of factors. Remember that cortisol is a stress hormone. And cortisol can be elevated from poor dietary choices, things like lots of carbs and processed foods and chemicals, toxins. It can also be elevated from emotional stress or physical stress. Physical stress can come from illness, allergy, inflammation, or too much exercise. We can also elevate cortisol with lack of sleep or a combination of all of those factors. Now, here's why this is an extra significant problem in and around menopause. As your ovaries stop producing estrogen and progesterone, your adrenals are designed to pick up where your ovaries left off. Now, as many women enter menopause, they have seriously overburdened their adrenals by being chronically elevated in cortisol, right? They have chronic stress from whatever factor, so their adrenals are tapped out and they just can't pick up the burden that they are supposed to. The way our bodies are supposed to be designed, we should have a fairly seamless transition into menopause, but so many people don't. This makes menopausal symptoms like hot flashes, night sweats, lack of focus, stubborn fat, they become so much more of a problem because we aren't getting the hormonal support we need, largely because of this chronically elevated cortisol, again, which can come from a number of factors. Now, I was working with one of my coaching clients a few weeks ago, and she was really struggling with some hormonal symptoms, and we totally honed in on the hormone balancing strategies that come from a few specific dietary and lifestyle tweaks, right? And within a couple of days, she felt like a new woman. In a week, she was pretty much back to normal. Her night sweats, her hot flashes were down to nothing. Her focus, which had seemed all over the place, was back in check. And she was burning fat, having a lot more energy. So those tweaks, again, they're not really all that different from the strategies we talk about. They just become much more important to consistently execute. You don't have as much forgiveness from your body because you just don't have a fully stacked deck in terms of hormonal balance. You have to stick to the hormone balancing diet and lifestyle principles. Number one, skip the processed foods. They wreak havoc on your hormones. They just do. And this becomes more and more significant as we age. Number two, follow the golden rules of carbohydrates and fat loss. You must balance insulin if you want to control fat loss and if you want to manage your cortisol response. Insulin and cortisol, we do not want them elevated at the same time, right? The golden rules of carbs and fat loss, you can search for that on primalpotential.com. We've also done full episodes on them here on the show that I will link to in the show notes. But most importantly, we are talking about moving those carbs to the end of the day. This includes fruit, it includes oat, it includes everything except, obviously, fat and protein are not carbohydrates, and it does not include your non-starchy vegetables. You can have your non-starchy vegetables all day, every day. They are not going to move the needle when it comes to blood sugar and insulin. But for everything else that is a carbohydrate, you want that either post-workout or at your dinner time meal, okay? Then you really want to be emphasizing those whole food sources of carbohydrates. You really want to be making sure that you do not consume carbohydrates on their own. That makes them have a more significant impact on your blood sugar. So with fat or protein or both, but one or the other is totally fine. And then lastly, you really want to manage your serving size, especially when it comes to carbohydrates. Carbs have a dose-dependent impact on blood sugar. So the higher volume, the bigger quantity of carbohydrate that you consume, the more it is going to raise blood sugar, the bigger insulin response you get. That has a cascade effect on cortisol. You really want to make sure you're emphasizing healthy fats. This is super, super, super important as you approach or manage your way through menopause. I'm talking about things like avocado, macadamia, coconut, grass-fed butter, wild-caught salmon, right? You want to prioritize sleep. If you cannot improve the quantity of your sleep for more hours, then definitely improve the quality of your sleep. And I did an entire episode on specific hacks to improve the quality of your sleep when you can't increase the quantity. Pick your battles when it comes to stress, right? Let's not stress over the little things that in a week or even an hour we're not going to care about. If it has this cascade effect on our hormones, which it does, it's just not worth it, right? And practice some things like deep breathing, long walks, anything that is going to help restore your hormone balance by lowering stress is going to be a huge deal. If you find that you are struggling with fat loss as your hormones shift and you get older, I think you would benefit tremendously from the ebook up on primalpotential.com. It goes through hormone by hormone how it impacts fat loss and how you can make specific dietary and lifestyle adjustments to bring that hormone into balance. So again, the principles don't change very much. You just don't have quite as much wiggle room in getting results. So they become even more important. All right, that was a long answer for this random show. Let's dive in to our second question. And I got somebody who wrote in and said, "Hey, Elizabeth, my pants are fitting better and I have more energy, but the scale isn't moving. What's wrong?" Nothing. Nothing's wrong. Who cares, right? We're after body change. If you are feeling better, your body shape is changing, that means you are burning fat, right? We have balanced hormones because we feel good, energy's good, hunger's good, craving's good, and our pants are looser, so we are burning fat. There are so many factors that go into the number on the scale. Water retention, bowel movements, hormonal fluctuations. If the scale stresses you out, stay off of it. This is an easy one. There are better and more accurate ways to monitor your progress. I recommend waist and hip circumference, as well as picking a pair of what I call goal pants, right? Pants you get into but wouldn't necessarily wear out of the house. Maybe you can't button them, maybe you're just bulging out of them. Try them on every single week, whether you want to or not, and snap a picture. That will easily show you your progress or lack thereof. Who cares what the scale says? We want body change. Accountability is important, but the scale is not the best source of that. All right, random question number 3. What is your take on high-density superfood drinks like Beachbody, Shakeology, Athletic Greens? Is it even possible to get your body's total vitamin and mineral needs met through diet alone? Or is it beneficial to supplement with these superfood drinks or any other product claiming to provide high quality, dense nutrition? Now, you guys know I come from the supplement world. Before I started Primal, I worked for a supplement company. I've got some strong opinions here. First and foremost, it depends on the individual and the quality of their diet, what they're eating, what they love to eat, what they're willing to eat. In general, I do think that we can meet our needs from food. Sure. Is it necessarily easy? No. Is it something we need to do on a daily basis or maybe over the span of a week? I think it's much more likely that we will balance it out over the period of the week, right? Coming from the supplement industry, I think most of what out there isn't very high quality. And here's the thing about the nutrients found in most supplements. In most cases, supplements are not using the form of the vitamin or mineral that is naturally occurring in the food, okay? They're using a synthetic form made in a laboratory that does not have the same absorption and bioavailability of what is naturally occurring. Now, there are some exceptions. Athletic Greens is one of them. I'll link to that in the show notes over on primalpotential.com. But the synthetic form is much cheaper, and since most consumers don't know the difference, that's what the manufacturers put in there. Here's the other most important factor, okay? Most of us live on a budget. We have a finite amount of money that we can spend, and I would really advocate for people to invest that money on quality food, right? Plus, food is good and it's enjoyable, so why not? Now, if you are somebody who does not like vegetables, you might really benefit from a supplement because you're just not going to eat them. Okay, fine, right? Or if you're somebody with extreme allergies or you're traveling and so for a short period of time, you know you're going to be relying on bars and shakes and you want to make sure you're getting your vitamins and minerals. I am not as much of a fan of supplementing with protein because most of us way overconsume protein. Now, I'll do shakes if I'm traveling and or I just don't have time to cook something, but by and large, my vote is whole food is better if you can shoot for a balanced diet. All right, last random question of this random show. All right, this person, I've kind of summarized this here because it was kind of a long email, but she says, in the event of anticipated insanity in life, how can I stay on track? How do I not fall into a pit of despair and just wander off track? I'm a pull yourself up by the bootstraps kind of lady, but I get a little bit worried about how I will handle it when stress hits. And I think we all have this, right? When we feel overwhelmed, we just don't make as fantastic choices as we do when everything's peachy. But that's life, right? Life is going to come in waves, and there are going to be weeks when everything's a disaster and weeks when everything is great. Here's the key for me and what I coach my clients to work towards. Don't take on so much. And I'm not talking about like the PTA meeting here and, you know, the junior league over here and whatever all that stuff is. I don't even know. I'm talking about simplifying your day and working really hard at identifying not just what is urgent, but what is really, truly important? What absolutely, positively needs to get done today? And if you are feeling overwhelmed, do not do extra. And this is related to working out. This is related to feeling like you have to prep and plan every meal. This is related to the fact that you get stressed out if there's laundry spilling over. Listen, chill, relax, go back to the one thing, right? This is what I do with myself all the time when I'm feeling overwhelmed. Identify one thing that's going to make things easier, one thing that's going to move you towards your goals, and do just that. Just that, nothing else. You don't have to do all the things. Sometimes I will wake up and if I'm feeling particularly overwhelmed, I will say, what is the one thing that absolutely positively has to get done from a professional standpoint today? Today, like the world will end if it doesn't. And I do that. And then I say, for my health, what is the one thing that is going to move me forward today? Are there 72 things that could move me forward? Sure, absolutely. Do you need to do them all? No. And when life is crazy, just focus on that big rock, right? And if you can, do it as early in the day as possible so that when things get crazier and crazier, you know you've addressed your one big rock. The other thing to remember is that all we have control over is right now, this moment, right here. So do not give away your focus or your attention or both on something down the line that you don't have anything control over or on something that has already happened that you cannot change. If you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, or if you feel like you're in the pit of despair, 9 times out of 10, it is because your focus is on something behind you or out in front of you over which you do not have any control in this moment. Bring yourself back to right now and choose to stop borrowing trouble from yesterday or tomorrow. You can't change those things. You can't do anything to change what might happen a week from now or how you screwed up yesterday. And if you can't do anything about it, don't give away your energy to it. Bring yourself back to this moment and say, what can I do in this moment right here, the only moment in which I can make any degree of difference? All right, so I know we covered a whole bunch of different things in this random show. The random show is still a pretty new thing. This is only the second random show we've done. So reach out to me via email and let me know if you like the format of tackling a bunch of different types of questions in one episode, or if you'd really rather have me focus and dive a little bit deeper into only one topic. And of course, if you have questions that you want featured on the show, shoot me an email, get on the VIP email list over at primalpotential.com. And that way, we can make sure that you are moving towards your goals and making progress, because that is what Primal Potential is all about. Happy July. I'm so glad you're here. Happy Independence Day for those of you who are listening on or around the 4th and in the States. And I will talk to you in just a few more days. Can't wait to hear from you. I hope you email me. Take care.